Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Kim on stage, hello friends.
Today we're going to be talking about... Well, first off, on our live stream episode, with our...
Patreon.
I was about to say channel members, but no. Patreon, we had some suggestions that we took, and now we're using. One of them was by Tomic Spinks, which was best video game series. We're going to change it up a bit and make it most iconic video game series.
Most iconic video game series.
So, thank you, Atomic Sphinx, if I said that right, which I don't know if I did. And we're going from 5 being, I don't want to say worst, but like least iconic. Well, I mean, least iconic out of the top 5.
Yes.
To number 1, which is most iconic, which is most likely going to be Mario.
You don't know that.
I mean, come on. Like, are we really going to act like...
Let me just go through my list.
But really?
I want to go through it.
Fine. You want to go first? Go ahead.
Okay. My number 5. NBA 2K.
Ooh.
It is great. Now, I've never personally played too much NBA 2K. But it every time a new season is released, it completely dominates the, like, 2K. Yeah. I'm playing 2K, man. Now they have, like, My Player. You can build up your player. You can play, like, street ball, 3-on-3, 5-on-5, where it's all individual people playing. People have whole Let's Play channels. They spend a lot of time building their player up. When I was coming up, NBA Live was the game to play. Mm-hmm. But somewhere along the way, I want to say around 2K. The year 2000, NBA 2K kind of took over from NBA Live, and then, like, now NBA Live's not even a thing. So, the graphics now, man, I just saw a picture of Steph Curry from now, and then, like, 10 years ago, it is...
huge.
He looks realer than his real person on the video game.
The video game looks more realistic than him in real life.
So, oh, let me ask you a question. Can we do video games that... like, were iconic, but they kind of fell off a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if they're...
So I have, like, an honorable mention then.
Oh, yeah, they could be honorable mentions. Like, I don't want to say iconic to this day, because that kind of...
But it had its run. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Like, cool. It was iconic for, I want to say, for half a year to at least half a year to a year.
Oh, I was thinking of more years, but okay, go ahead.
But, I mean, yeah, most games that are iconic have been, I mean... iconic for multiple years.
Yeah. I'd say at minimum 3 years.
I can see that. Because then that's... because,
like, 2K has been 10 years. And mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll tell you my honorable mention then.
Okay, so I will actually say, I was thinking of Switch games, because I have
your
a Switch.
Player. Switcher. Like The Witcher, both in S.
Stop. Okay. So, you saying 2K completely reminded me that there's a PS4, Xbox... and a PC, so there's a lot more games.
Yeah.
But either way, I would say Pokemon would be my number 4. But
no,
I'm putting
number 5. Number 5.
I know, but I'm putting it at number 5.
Oh, I got it.
Because I actually haven't played it, but that's not the reason. I watch people play games before I want to get them, or if I get them, because I want to see if it's good or not.
Yeah.
People don't be liking it. And
Pokemon? Pokemon Go was all the rage for a minute there.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember Pokemon being a video game prior to that.
I mean, it's still a huge game. Like, it's still sold.
Pokemon Go?
Or, no.
Oh, Pokemon.
The Pokemon series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pokemon is still a huge thing. But I think it just kind of got worse over time.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's kind of... they're just having the same Pokemon with barely any new ones that aren't cool.
Yeah.
And all the new ideas for each game is kind of the same.
Okay.
So, what's your number 4?
So, I'm going to put 2 at number 5. I'm going to do a tie for Madden and 2K.
Okay.
Because sports. Madden is, like, the same. The reason why I brought that up, because there's... the only thing they really have is, like, new features, new characters, and better graphics and stuff. It's not like a new
game.
Yeah, it's not like a new game.
That's the same for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Better graphics, you know. I guess you can explore more. It is 3D in Sword and Shield, And I guess, you know, it's kind of new Pokemon.
Yeah.
And Dynamax is a new thing. But
yeah. So I would say Madden and 2K are number five. Number four, I don't know if you played this, but it was all the rage for a while there, is a game called Halo.
Oh, I know Halo. Yeah, okay. I know.
So
yeah.
Master Chief, man, yeah, there was Master a time Chief. We were playing. I had an Xbox at this time, and it was, I feel like Halo was one of the first games where you had, like, YouTube channels, like, play springing. It? Yeah. But I remember before social media, we all would be playing Halo in, like, just hours and hours on end, man.
I know.
Just...
Halo was a huge... I haven't played it. I haven't actually watched any content on it. Mm-hmm. But I do know, like, people reference Halo. Like, any shooting game, people will reference Halo. And so I just kind of know about it.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was very much great, cool.
I think I have seen some gameplay.
Okay, so that's my number four, Halo.
So
on Xbox.
Thank you. I would say number four for me would be Call of Duty.
That was my next one.
It was?
Okay. Yeah, if it wasn't Halo, Call of Duty has for sure spawned whole YouTube channels.
So I was going to do something else for number four, but when you said Halo, I guess when you said 2K, but more specifically when you said Halo, I thought shooting game. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like, that's still a big game, I know.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare was a big one. But I feel like every release they have, people go nuts for it.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what makes it iconic.
Yeah, yeah. And they've been in it for, I don't know, maybe 10 plus years, easy, right?
Oh, yeah, 10 plus years.
Yeah. I feel like, I used to watch, I just want this to be clear. I never was great at Call of Duty. I tried to get back into it, but it was like, I took some years off, and people didn't. And there was like trick shots, headshots, snipers only, like.
Oh, yeah. Any shooting game, if you stop playing it for a good while, then people that are dedicated to this game will keep playing, and slowly more people will stop playing. But the people that keep playing... Keep playing.
Yeah.
And when you try to get back on, they're just like...
They're like, they blow past you. It wasn't even fun. I would be like, I would spawn, run around, dead. Spawn, run, or I'd be like shooting somebody a lot. They wouldn't be dying, and then they shoot me one time, I'd be dead. Or they'd be like knifing me to death. They were just playing with me, and I didn't like it. So, but that is a big title always.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Doom Eternal for number four. Then I was like, it's not iconic.
Doom, though, goes
the
back.
The speedrunners.
What's that?
Speedrunning?
What's that?
Speedrunning?
You're just saying the same word differently.
Like, speedrunning a game?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know what speedrunning is?
Obviously, if I keep asking what's that, I don't know what that means.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's speeding the game as fast as you can.
I never heard that phrase.
Who is you?
So you just beat Doom as fast as you can?
Yeah, but also Doom is a really hard game.
Well, I remember Doom all the way back to be playing on my mom's computer. So the fact that Doom is still coming out, like Wolfenstein
Eternal.
And Doom were like, I'm talking about, I actually didn't think about it until you just said that. When I was about your 7th grade... No, you're in 7th grade.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I was playing Doom, like, hours and hours.
A zombie! Boom!
Yeah, man.
Zombie!
Because they had a lot of blood. Back then, games didn't have too much blood in them.
Oh, dude.
Like, Mortal Kombat and Doom and Wolfenstein were the only games that, like, had blood.
Doom has so much stuff going on. You know how we were playing... Mario Deluxe for the Switch.
Yeah.
You guys thought a lot of stuff was happening when there's just lava and meteors falling from the sky and also moving platforms, and that was it. Doom has the most insane backgrounds ever.
Really?
The red is super foggy with a lot of red, everything is destroyed. There's, like, gates.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some of them are broken. It's so detailed.
Yeah.
It's so hard to see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, music starts playing, and you're like, what's happening? There's a bad guy named me. Where is he? Where is he? And you just don't, you can't see them.
Yeah.
The fog is so deep. It's just.
I haven't played that. Is Doom Eternal on PS4?
No, I don't think so. I think it's on Switch.
Oh, okay. So
before
wait,
we go into top three.
Okay.
Merch
time! Merch time!
Wait, hold on.
Get some.
So people are probably going to skip 10 seconds to skip the merch. So now, boom! Merch!
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Skip 10
you're not
going to
skip 10
yeah,
seconds to get out of this
skip,
ad.
Yeah.
Let's wait 10 more seconds.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But then if we start a conversation in the middle, they're going to have to go back to get context! Outplayed! Merch! Buy it!
Go to KevOnStage.com, shop, hit JoJo's merch. All of JoJo's merch goes to his college fund. If he doesn't go to college, it just goes to his pocket. JoJo's professional podcast over
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
he gets paid from his merch and his Keep Your Distance tickets and, you know, he's big kid.
It's a win-win. I get money, you get merch.
Boom, boom.
I don't see
okay.
the problem.
Number three. Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto was...
It still is. I know, it's a big thing.
Man, Vice City, San Andreas. I remember it was one of the first, I believe they're called open world games or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
First open world games that I played on the story mode. Man, it was a cultural phenomenon. I don't believe they've released a new one in a while.
No, I think people still play Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah,
like,
GTA 5.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one.
It's still, I'm pretty sure.
Is that the one with CJ and Lamar?
I actually don't play it, so.
Oh, good, man, because they have cussing and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
A friend of mine did a voice character for one of the characters in Grand Theft Auto. And that's just the, like, if they release a new one today...
Oh my gosh.
Grand Theft Auto COVID.
There's a... You can't kill anybody else. You'll get killed.
Or everybody's quarantined, so you can't really, like... But it's a huge title, man.
If you make a new game right now, it is most likely gonna blow up. Like, Fall Guys, Among Us, Morton...
But do you think a lot of games don't blow up, but the only ones that, the new ones that catch on, it feels like everything catches on?
Yeah. When Fall Guys blew up, it wasn't huge for, I would say a few months, probably not half a year even, and then there's like chapter 2, season 2 or something, and then it just kind of died down. I think it's still a big thing on Twitch, but on YouTube you just don't see it nearly as much. Among Us, on the other hand, if you
Among
watch
Us is
one
like,
video, it's like, oh, you watched Among
dude.
Us, here's animation, here's a, oh no,
that's
no, right. Oh, and this guy vented, and then this guy, and then he caught it, and it's also only a 5-second video.
YouTube, I get it, like, I know how the algorithm works,
mm-hmm.
It's like, but sometimes you just wanted to see the one...
And they're mostly 5 to 30-second videos... And that's just filling up your entire homepage.
Man, I started playing the guitar last week. So, I mean, I looked up one video, like easy chords to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Do every 3 scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and here's the problem. I'd be like, oh, this is a good one. Click. And then like now it's like, guitar. So that's why I wanted you guys off of my YouTube account, because when you guys didn't have your own, it would be, let's play this, let's play that, obviously you like
Minecraft.
Oh my god. But anyway, I forgot what we were talking about.
Games blowing up.
Like, oh yeah.
YouTube.
If Grand Theft Auto released a new title right now, I'm pretty certain everybody was talking about it. I actually saw on Twitter, I don't think I saved it, but somebody just out of nowhere looked up or created a updated version of the CJ character with like the new graphics and what he looked like today. And I just was thinking, man, that'd be cool if they updated it.
I think it would have been one of the most best-selling games in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for, like, if it was released for a month.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, it is a huge title.
Huge.
Two, games blow up easily since quarantine.
Yeah.
And three, I mean, there's kind of, like, Among Us blew up, yeah, but it's kind of, it's not dying down, I would say. It's still pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But Among Us
became almost a cultural phenomenon, though. Like, it reached out of, like, I saw memes about it.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, even outside of video game communities, just on Twitter and Instagram, you know, that's when you usually know something's.
But I mean, really, what's the newest competition for video games right now? What's the newest huge game? Nothing.
Yeah. I was going to say Among Us is the newest one I've heard of.
I mean, Among Us isn't even a new game. It came out in 2018. It just kind of blew up.
Really?
Yeah.
It just took off this year?
Yeah, it just took off. So
I didn't know that. I thought it just came out.
Oh, no. So
you had heard of it before?
I haven't heard of it, but I watched one video of Among Us, so now I just...
Yeah.
It came out in 2018.
Okay, cool.
But for my top three, my third would be Zelda, or Link.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda is a huge... I mean, that's all the way back to, like, original Nintendo.
Nintendo.
And it's still really popular.
Oh, Breath of the Wild?
Breath of the Wild, that's Patrick Houston.
It's one of the biggest games on Switch.
That's Patrick. You know Patrick Cloud?
No.
Oh, he's from All Death.
That's
one of his favorite games. Breath of the Wild.
Oh, I know. I've played it. It is really fun. I played it. I got it like 2 years later when it released.
I remember when you asked for it.
Mm-hmm. And because again, I watch people play it before I get it or if I want it, and it looked really fun.
Yeah.
It is so huge. The map.
Yeah, that's what
it is. An overworld game. It is like if you want 100% it, then it's gonna take, honestly, 40-hour game, if you want 100% it.
That's a long time, man.
Probably longer. I'm just kind of estimating.
Yeah.
Because the boss is actually pretty easy, and, like, you can just rush the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not really a rush. It's still going to take a few hours.
Yeah.
But, like, 100%ing it, it's just, I haven't even gotten past 25%.
Wow.
Because I just kind of don't care that much. It's not like I don't.
What's the minimum percent you can beat that game with?
Oh, you don't have to do anything.
Like
there's four shrines you have to get a glider to get off a island that you die from fall damage. Then you can just kind of rush the boss. That's it.
Okay.
So.
Number two for me is Call of Duty. I know you mentioned it already.
Oh, it'll be your number two?
Well, I was gonna do. Yeah, it's number two, man. I guess it's a toss-up between that and Grand Theft Auto. I'm just trying to think of non-sports related ones. Because these are the ones that I like know, but I necessarily didn't play. The Call of Duty's been really popular forever. So I know we already talked at length about it. And go ahead. You do number two.
No, you can finish.
Cause I didn't really have anything to say. No. We kind of talked about it already.
I didn't think it would be your number two.
Yeah. It's a big game. I used to play it. I liked it.
My number two would be Smash Bros.
I should have known that was coming.
Yeah.
That is your game.
I mean, I don't really think you have to explain. It's Smash Bros. It's been out for a long time. It has everything but shooting. Well, I mean, I guess, yeah, everything but a shooting game, it kind of has.
Yeah.
Like, there's Mario, Link, Donkey Kong, Metroid, there's Zelda, there's just so much I wouldn't have to. And there's the spirit mode.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? It's the story mode. It has so many different games in one game. It is just ridiculous. Wow. I actually watched a video. I think if you count all the spirits from all the different games that aren't spin-offs, which he counted like Luigi's Mansion as a spin-off,
mm-hmm.
and Mario Kart as a spin-off of Mario, So that's still a lot. I think he said 177.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, Pokemon and Mario, obviously, and Fire Emblem are the biggest three.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay. So before I do my number one, I want to do some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Okay. One is a game called Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Big time. Remember the first game that I can think of where you could save? You had to go, like, to the typewriter, and, like, then you would save. I used to play that game a lot earlier in life. Another one, Kratos. God of War.
God of War?
Dang it. God of War. I really love that game.
But is it a series? Is there multiple?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
I've only heard of the newest one.
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure. Because I feel like a new one just came out. Yes, yeah. It's a series. Graphics on that have been better. Yeah, God of War Ragnarok is coming out next year. God of War Ascension, Saga, Origins, Ghost of Sparta 3. Man, there's way more than I realized. But that guy Kratos is just, I mean, awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
I've seen
he's one of my favorite video game players.
His axe thing?
With the chains?
Yeah, it's just...
It's awesome.
It's awesome. And he's super strong. He's like Hulk strong, but human size.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like human size.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. And another game called Gears of War. I feel like... Am I tripping? Is that a series?
You got multiple, you
Yeah, multiple, I don't know. Yeah, Gears of War. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, those are my
honorable
mentions. And number one, I know who you think I'm going to say Mario, but I got a trick up my sleeve. Mario Brothers is the number one video game series.
My number one is Super Mario.
That game, the first game I remember playing, that in Duck Hunt.
It is. Oh yeah, Duck Hunt. It is. I want to say the biggest.
It's got
it. It has to be the biggest game
that consistently. It is just.
And
I was just gonna say the fact that I played it when I was not even your age, like
younger,
6, 7, and you play it, and then we play it as a family. It is just. I think it's the biggest video game title of all.
Video game title?
Yeah.
I mean, really, though, what would compete?
Nothing
would
There's
really
nothing
compete.
Even close, I don't think.
I don't think there's, like, Nintendo, obviously, like, without a doubt in anyone's mind, Mario is the biggest.
Yeah.
But even, like, comparing to other huge titles, like anything, I still think... And it kind of hasn't changed, but people still buy the game.
So fun.
Oh, Odyssey. Mario Odyssey. It's a 3D. It got it's a really good speedrunning game, and also it is really big. It's not nearly as big because it came out 3 years three years ago. So yeah, it's not nearly as big.
Okay,
but it was a huge.
My Mario's just. Mario Brothers, Super Mario 3. I remember Super Mario 3.
Luigi's Mansion, Mario Kart.
I didn't think the video game could get better than Super Mario Brothers 3. When you got to fly, you got the raccoon, the raccoon? Anyway, when you could fly. But then Mario Kart, Super Mario, Dr. Mario.
Oh, Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario is one of your mom's favorite games.
Just the whole Mario
Party,
genre is kind of, oh yeah, Mario
Party.
Party
is fun. Just really great.
The whole Mario genre, whole Mario genre competes for top five.
Yeah, for sure.
I think most of them would be honorable mention. Yeah. No, they would definitely be honorable.
It's number one, like, far and away, bigger and better than most things, I would say.
Okay, my number, also Mario, but honorable mentions would be Assassin's Creed.
Such a good one.
Assassin's
He's a cool.
Creed,
what's his name? The assassin.
One, or
is it a different assassin every time?
I think they have different.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know the Valhalla. I think it's out. I don't think it's out. Maybe I forgot. But Metal Gear Solid.
That's what I was trying to think of. That's Snake.
Yeah.
Metal Snake. Gear is what I was trying to think of. That's a good. I used to play that a lot too.
There was one more I had in mind. What did I just do? Metal Gear Solid and Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
Oh, I had one more. Oh, I forgot.
It's okay.
Oh yeah, Metroid.
Oh yeah.
Samus. I don't think. I mean, it would probably make top 20. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be
top 20 for sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about top 10.
Sonic was also another one that I
would thought about. Sonic.
I used to really enjoy that game. That was one of my favorite games on Sega.
I'm actually surprised Sonic didn't make either of our top five.
Because I don't think, after Sonic and Sonic 2, I feel like it was a big drop off.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's still
so good, still really iconic.
I don't think they had a new game, though.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah.
But man, we used to be like, man, the rings, him being like, Dr. Robotnik, Eggman.
Oh, yeah, when he would fall down, like,
yeah. He had a really good movie, he said.
I liked the movie. People didn't like it, or at least I heard people didn't like it.
Yeah, but you and Mom and Zay, they were like, it's good for me.
I guess when people say this movie is bad, and then I watch it for myself, I just kind of expect it to be the worst of the worst. But I mean, like,
yeah.
Unless it's Cats, not that bad.
All right, so what's number one for you?
Mario
has to be. Yeah. Has to be.
I don't think there's much to say about that, though.
It's just the best game ever. People have said. People agree.
All right, I think that's it.
That's it. Another good app, Joe.
Yeah.
I had a good time. Please, in the comments, always leave us suggestions for other topics.
Yeah. I always read them as soon as I wake up. I know. I should brush my teeth and stuff. But that's besides the point. But yeah, that's it. Tell us your honorable mentions and top 5 iconic video game series or just video games. And give us suggestions in the comments, like, comment, subscribe. Okay, bye.